The government has just came out with a decisive press release from State House, wherein it became very clear that we will support the process of the Auditor General's report, and the president has made it abundantly clear that whosoever is found culpable of misappropriating any funds related to the fight against the Ebola virus will have to face the full penalty of the law. So as it is now, the report was just yesterday presented to Parliament as per procedure. They are going to look at it. But for us, though, what remains very clear is the state institutions that are responsible for accountability and transparency in our own governance strategy, that is the Anti-Corruption Commission, as well as the Audit Service Sierra Leone, the government will continue to support them so that they can continue to do a marvelous work.
Well, some people have expressed concern that the government had to do more to bring these alleged perpetrators to book immediately and find out where these monies went and be returned to the people. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. I agree with them. And that is the thinking of President Koroma as well, because in the press release that came out from State House today, that point was lucidly illustrated that for now we encourage the public to be patient whilst the report is being tendered in Parliament. But in the meantime, though, the government has renewed its commitment to support any due process that will prosecute anybody that is found culpable. Because since President Koroma came to power, his mantra has always been zero tolerance to corruption, as well as his administration will not condone any sacred cow. And he has demonstrated that in the past when very high-profile people, including ministers, were sacked and later presented to the Anti-Corruption Commission. So this is going to be another litmus case.
Well, some Sierra Leoneans I spoke with said $5.7 million is too much of a money for the anti-corruption agency not to be directed to start immediate investigation into this. That's why the report presented to Parliament, and they want the government to act rather than releasing a press statement about this. What do you say to such concerns being expressed by Sierra Leoneans?
Part of our own democracy in Sierra Leone is how do we continue to support and strengthen state institutions so that within our own separation of powers, government shouldn't be seen to even give instructions to the Anti-Corruption Commission. Because what is on record, though, is the anti-corruption has one of the strongest legislations in this West Africa as revised in 2008. So that is why for us, we are waiting. The executive cannot interfere in the functions of the legislature, where in our constitution is very clear that when the Auditor General audits any public funds, such a report must go first to Parliament, and Parliament will then advise. But that notwithstanding, though, the Anti-Corruption Commission is concurrently investigating the report as well, so that whosoever is found culpable will be prosecuted accordingly.
What message do you want to pass on to Sierra Leoneans following this auditor's report?
Well, it is a huge concern, and the message we are giving to every Sierra Leonean, both here and in the diaspora, including our development partners, is that the government will never condone such acts, and the president, even prior to the Auditor General's report, the president has been entreating everybody that Ebola money is blood money, and that whosoever interferes with it will have to face the full penalty of the law. And that is why when the report came out, it is like the president did say that this is where he was advising. And the good thing is we have one of the strongest anti-corruption laws in the sub-region, and will encourage the anti-corruption to make sure they execute their duties diligently without any recourse to the executive arm of government. Because the president has been very clear that Sierra Leone must be corrupt-free. Because for us, part of the reasons why we didn't even qualify for the Millennium Challenge Corporation Fund from the United States was because we failed the indicator of corruption for 2014. That was why we were penalized. So that is why we'll make sure as a government will move assiduously in addressing corruption so so that wherever we go as Sierra Leoneans, we can stall tall, that at least there is that commitment in that fight.